And I don't know about y'all, but that this morning that word was awful good. Amen. And I need some more of it tonight.
Amen.
And we'll do our best to mind the Lord. You know, I'm glad the Lord is always there.
Yeah.
I'm glad He's in control.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I'm glad He reads the heart of man. Amen. He don't look on the outside. He cares about what's on the inside.
Yeah.
And He knows each and every need that we all have here today.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to read to you in the book of Matthew, the 6th chapter. They just sung about it a minute ago about the clothing and not worried about the Lord have shoes on my feet and plenty to eat. A lot of times in life we worry about that stuff.
Yeah.
And we don't remember that God feeds every sparrow that's after us. And there's a lot more out there than they are in here at us.
Yeah.
But I'll be reading it in verse 25, and we'll go on down to the 34th verse. And I'm going to expound the message a little bit the way the Lord gives it to me best I can. It's pretty hard.
Bless you,
Lord. The Bible says in Matthew 6, verse 25, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor yet for your body that what you shall put on. Mm-hmm. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment?
Yeah.
Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, neither do they gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them.
Amen.
Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature? Mm-hmm. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Okay. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast in the oven, shall He not much more clothe ye, all ye of little faith?
Amen.
Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek.
Amen.
For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. Mm-hmm. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Notice that word, in His righteousness.
Yeah.
And all these things shall be added unto you.
Yeah.
Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself.
Yeah.
Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. I don't know about anybody else, but I know I'm probably guilty of just about each and every verse there. And I find myself many times worried about what tomorrow holds, worried about what next week holds. Let's check our calendar, check our schedule, see if everything's going to turn out okay for that date and this date. Worrying about, different things. And every one of those verses probably hits one of you as different than it does me. One of you may worry about clothing, and one of you may be worried about your food. And, I may be worried about something else.
Yep.
But I'm glad that everything that we worry about, everything God knows exactly what it is, He knows exactly how to take care of it.
Amen.
I'm glad for that today. I'm going to do my best to get through this message.
Amen.
Boy, all day the Lord's been just blessing me,
Amen.
He's been just getting all over me, and this is how it comes out for me.
Amen.
But the Bible talks about seeking first the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we turn last to the kingdom of God.
That's right.
Amen. We go first to the things of the world and say, well, how can I make more money? Or how can I get more friends? Or how can I, be more of a person to, so-and-so out there?
Right.
Or how can I make sure that I got enough to provide for my family?
Uh-huh.
But I tell you what, not only the sparrows were taken care of, but the families of the sparrows, doubt God takes care of too.
Amen.
Hey, they got nests to go back home to, amen. And God takes care of them. He takes care of their family. Amen. So we just need to leave all that in the Lord's hand.
Amen.
And say, Lord, I'm going to let you take care of it and not worry about it myself.
Amen.
Hey, because the more the devil likes to use that against us, the less effective we can be for God.
Amen.
Amen.
He gets us all worried about the things that are going on. I like what, Jerry hit on Job this morning. And, when Job lost all that stuff, he didn't worry about how he's going to get it back. He didn't worry about how he's going to get more sons and more daughters and more money and more houses, more land, more everything that he had. He was concerned about how he pleased God and where he stood with the Lord. Hey, and that verse this morning. morning really touched me where he talked about in James, where he was over there talking about, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Amen. That's exactly what Jesus is saying here. If you seek God first and you seek his righteousness, then it said these things shall be added unto you.
Amen.
The Bible says in Philippians over there that my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory. Well, you know, the riches we get down here ain't worth nothing. Ain't worth the paper they're printed on. Amen. And you can go out there and now people have already figured out how to try to counterfeit all the new $100 bills that's come out and all this other stuff. People are trying to do their best to get wealth in this world. Amen. You know, I realize you got to have money to live. Hey, well, that you can't borrow, you can't go and trade the cash for something that you need to put on the table. Hey, but God is able to supply all our needs according to his riches and not ours.
That's right, brother.
Amen. Now, this word righteousness has just really stuck out with me because this past few weeks I've been studying the Proverbs, trying to read through it again. And man, that word righteousness just keep popping up just about everywhere you go in Proverbs. It's talking about righteousness. And over in Proverbs 11 is where I'm going to be going to now. And it talks about, verse 3, the integrity of the upright shall guide thee.
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 5, it says, the righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way. In verse 6, the righteousness of the upright shall deliver thee. In verse 8, the righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. And I could turn a few more pages over, and it says in Proverbs 13:25, the righteous eateth to the satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked shall want. Proverbs 12:28, in the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof there is no death. And on and on and on it talks about righteousness. And I begin to think about that verse we just read a lot more differently. Amen. What does it mean to seek God? It means to seek his righteousness. You know, righteousness is just as important today. Hey, his wisdom is. Amen. Hey, if you have righteousness, it plainly tells us here that that will guide you in the path that you need to go. And that will let you in the way that you need to go. You know, the Bible says that there's a way that seems right unto man. Hey, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Hey, and I tell you what, if you've gotten right standing, or if you're right in the eyes of God, if you're righteous, hey, then he'll lead you and guide you down the path the way you should go. Amen. Hey, you don't have to worry about what's coming around the corner. You don't have to take thought of it, because if you're righteous and you're seeking his righteousness, he'll direct you in the way you need to go.
Amen.
Amen. It says the righteous of the upright shall deliver them. Amen. We get caught in all kinds of problems in this world. I'm reminded of Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, and it was their righteousness. Amen. It was their right standing with God. It was their faith, but it was their in line with God. Amen. Hey, that delivered them out of that fiery furnace. It was nothing that they did, nothing that they were, but it was because they sought after God first. Hey, they wouldn't worry about their lives. They wouldn't worry about how they was going to find meal the next day, how they was going to their clothes was going to be burnt off, and they wouldn't worry about none of that stuff. They wanted to please God.
Amen.
And it was the righteousness that they had in the Lord that delivered them that day.
Amen.
Daniel in the lion's den, the same way. He went down under the den of lions, and the righteousness that he had with God. Amen. You imagine how much power, how much of a right standing would be to have that kind of power with the Lord and be delivered out of all kinds of immense trouble.
Amen.
Hey, I'm reminded of one of my favorite psalms, Psalm 37. Amen. I believe it's 37, might be 34. But it says in Psalm 34, it is, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all.
Yeah. Amen.
Righteousness is one of the best friends you can have.
Exactly.
Amen. Amen. If you're in line with the one that rules the world and the universe,
amen,
ain't much can go wrong.
That's right.
Amen. The righteousness of the upright shall deliver them. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Yeah.
Amen. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead.
Yeah.
Amen. God delivers the righteous, and we find that the wicked is put in his stead. I remember Mordecai. If you look at Esther, but Mordecai was a man of faith. He believed in his God.
Yeah.
He believed in serving the God of the Jews, and he wouldn't bow down the knee to Haman. Amen. The Haman got mad at that, and he went and tried to get a plot against him. He tried to build a big gallows so that he could hang Mordecai there on. But I tell you what, because of the faithfulness of Mordecai that had, because of the righteousness that he had, Hey, there was a thing that was in the books that was recorded that he had let the king know about an assassination on his life. Hey, and the Lord found that out and he brought it to his attention.
Amen.
And guess what? The gallows that was made for Mordecai, the wicked Haman came in his stead and was hung thereon.
Yes. Amen.
Righteous will deliver you out of trouble.
Exactly.
Amen. It will deliver you out of all kinds of strife. If you strive to be righteous. Amen. That was the kind of life that we need to lead. Amen. We talked about that this morning. Seemed like in Sunday school. About pure religion and undefiled. Keeping yourself unspotted from the world. If you're going to be righteous, you can't run with the worldly crowd.
Amen.
Hey, you got to be a righteous crowd. You got to be with the Lord. People are.
Amen.
Hey, if you want to go buy a Ford, you don't go to a Toyota dealership. Hey, you're going to go down to the Ford dealership. Amen. Hey, man, if you're going to be righteous, then you're going to run with God's people.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, it's amazing to see just how much righteousness is an important thing. We totally disregard that most of the time. We put our emphasis on faith and love and charity and all this other stuff. Hey, but it's important. The Bible said, be ye holy for I am holy.
Amen.
Be ye righteous.
Amen. Amen.
Be in right standing. Because in the way of righteousness is life. And in the pathway thereof, there is no death. Amen. As long as you're in righteous standing with God, you don't have to fear death.
Amen.
You don't have to fear death, hell, or the grave.
Amen.
Amen. The devil has no hold on you if you're righteous in the sight of God.
Amen.
I'm reminded over in Zechariah, I think it was chapter 3, where the high priest Joshua was presented before the Lord. Here come the old devil that you preached on this morning trying to accuse Job the same way. He come up there and all of a sudden we find that he's accusing to God, he's accusing Joshua about his garments and how filthy they are. Hey, but God said, you know what? He said, take off that old filthy garment and put a robe of righteousness on him. That protected him.
Amen.
You want to know how you're going to get over lust and sin and conceiving and bringing forth death? Get righteous with God.
Amen.
That's what will do it. The righteous eateth to the satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked shall want it. Amen. Many more verses on righteousness. He withdraweth not his eyes from his righteousness. This is Job speaking. Job in the book of Job. He withdraweth not his eyes from the righteous, but with kings are they on the throne. He does establish them forever, and they are exalted. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry.
Amen.
Boy, I tell you what, that's a soft and a very touchy subject there. You want to get through in prayer to God, then you must be righteous. Amen. In his eyes. Bible says in Isaiah 59, he talks about, hey, that his hand is not shortened and his ear is not slack, that he can't not hear, it's not heavy. Hey, but your iniquities have separated you, that he will not hear.
Amen.
You want to be heard from God? Get right with God.
Amen.
Amen. He'll hear you. He'll hear your prayers. I believe this morning we had some prayer for some people. And I believe I said at the end of my prayer, just some of my soul. Hey, I said, Lord, we consider it done in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hey, and if we want to see God answer prayers, hey, then it's time to get back the old liberal that way and examine ourselves, whether we be in the faith, and say, God, I want to be right with you.
Amen.
I want to be protected from the enemy.
Amen.
And I'll close with this. Oh, I love this verse. I go back to this verse time and time again. You know, we think we've lived all throughout all of our life. We think we've seen it all, and there ain't nothing no better than this. But King David in Psalm 37, 25 said, I've been young, and now I am old.
Amen.
Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken.
Amen.
Nor seed begging bread.
Praise the Lord. Yeah.
Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about how you're going to feed your family. If you're righteous, you don't have to worry about begging bread.
Yeah.
This was a king that God said he was after his own heart. And throughout all his days, we know David had some faults and we know David had sinned. Hey, but the important thing is that he got right with God.
Amen.
And he said, I was young and now I'm old, but I've never, not one time, seen the righteous forsaken. And I've never seen them begging for bread. They've never gone without. The Bible said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Amen. He restores my soul. Amen. It talks about the rod and the staff, they comfort me.
Amen.
If we've got that kind of relationship with God, well, you imagine what an effect we can have on this world.
Amen.
Imagine what effect that people, we don't even have to say a word to them, but when they see that God delivers us, and all of a sudden the wicked man is placed in our place.
Yeah.
Hey, well, they'll be able to see that something's real.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to live that kind of life before God.
Yeah.
I want to be righteous, Brother Jerry.
Yeah.
I want to be obedient to Him, and I don't want to have to worry. Amen. There's that song, I won't have to worry anymore.
Amen.
Jesus said, you don't have to worry now.
Yeah.
He said, take no thought for it. Philippians, Paul talked about being, don't be careful for anything.
Bless Him, Lord.
Talk about prayer and supplication. Let your, and thanksgiving, yeah. Let your request be made known to God.
Amen.
We're thankful because we know that God is going to answer. And He's going to provide.
Amen.
We're to think on good things. We're to think on things that are pure. Things that are lovely. Things that are of a good report. Things that have virtue.
Amen.
Paul tells us that.
Amen.
I thank God for His righteousness. I mean, that just really stuck out to me how important that means when He said, seek God, seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
Yeah. Amen.
It has a lot more meaning to me now that I know what it's all about. I thank God for that this morning, this
Amen.
Evening.
Amen.
I'm going to say, you know, it's been good to be here the Lord through with what He laid on my heart. I've been glad to be able to get off my heart. Amen. It just sits there thumping if you don't have, if you don't have nowhere to go.
Yeah,
amen.
I appreciate everybody's attention. Appreciate your teaching this evening. If you would, let's all stand and let's see. I don't think David's here easy. That's all right. Amen. The Bible says, well, I don't even know what I was going to say there, but you know, the Lord is in charge.
Amen.
The Lord is in charge. If you have a need tonight to be more righteous, a need to walk with God closer,
amen,
and then right here is where to get it.
Amen.
And then search your heart, what? You want to lead us in a song, Brother Mike? I believe you were going to come David's assistant tonight.